All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Monday. It means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You know, we're talking about this, and we'll finish this up. Republicans are dusting off a tried and true election strategy, hate mongering, which is what you've been talking about. Everything is, you know, we've got to bring everything together. Male voters have been drifting right in record numbers, and Republicans are taking a viciously homophobic and sexist and racist tack to appeal to them. And so I get it, you know. You talked about this many times, you and I, in the past. People are struggling who haven't struggled, and they don't know who to blame it on. And they really can't see that, you know, a lot of this, as you stated long ago, Sandy, is that our nation is just not going to go back to where it was economically, where we lead the nation and the world and everything. That's just never going to happen again. And people don't know how to deal with that. You know, hey, I used to be able to, you know, work at the paper mill.
Well, in fact, you know, one of the
things. Paper mill's not coming back.
Right. One of the things that's ironic is that we supposedly have a very hot economy, very low unemployment. Everyone's employed. Supposedly everyone's sharing in the economy, but that's not the case.
No.
You know, we have a top tier of the economy, maybe the top 10 or 15% portion of the economy is soaring, doing swimmingly well. But everyone else, if you went out and took a survey and said, Are you living more prosperously now, or are you financially secure? Are you financially worried? I think we'd find out that a significant percentage of our country is living in a state of financial insecurity. And it's that insecurity that drives a lot of these social trends in terms of, the worried and scared people are the ones who want things to get back to where they were. They want society to get back to something where they felt more in control,
right,
more comfortable. And it has to do with this loss of the middle class. It has to do with the loss of all these rural jobs, the jobs that were keeping rural white America quite prosperous.
Yeah. And keeping their towns afloat.
Right. So, you know, we're fooling ourselves by thinking that the current economy is prospering and that the country at large is prospering, because that's not the case. If it were the case, I think we'd find that people would be migrating in a different direction politically and psychologically and sociologically. The direction we're migrating in now is the direction that a scared, worried, insecure populace moves, which is in the direction of divisiveness, in the direction of in nostalgia, going back to what was when it was better than it is now. That's what nostalgia is all about. I want to get back to yesterday, yeah, when it was better than it is today. You know.
Well, but see, as you well know, we're never going back there.
Well,
you know, I mean. You know, the horse and buggy left a long time ago, and the automobile came, and so you're not going back to the horse and buggy.
Well, what we're not going back to is the monopoly on prosperity that we had when World War II ended, and all the countries of the world that had been just decimated by the war. We're trying to recover. We had a 25 to 30 year honeymoon dating from 1945 to 1975, in which everyone else was still recovering, and we came out of World War II totally intact. You know, all we had to do was throw away our ration books and convert our manufacturing back from military manufacturing to domestic manufacturing, and we had an economy that was able, was undamaged, and was in a position of controlling the world.
So, Sandy, how do we then, because this has to happen, our society has to understand that this is the real world now.
Well, that's the problem. See, that's what I've talked about last week too. Is this patriotism litmus? Patriotism is a leap of faith that we're asking everyone to take, and that patriotism requires that people enunciate regularly the fact that America is the greatest place in the world, that we are the greatest opportunity in the world, that people here live better than people live any place else in the world, that we need to export to the rest of the world the kind of government we have here because it's so excellent. We don't allow self-examination. We don't permit a national self-examination because that's undemocratic. So instead of performing self-examination like a Six Sigma corporation, a corporation dedicated to continual improvement through Six Sigma would carry out, in which we figure out where we're good and where we're weak and how we can make ourselves better and how we can evaluate best in class around the world for everything. We don't do that. And the fact that I'm talking about it like that and people out there are scratching their heads, and I mean, when have we ever had a discussion of whether there are healthcare programs in the rest of the world that we ought to emulate, or we have child daycare, or all of these things? We really don't reach out other than broadly saying, well, the rest of the developed world has healthcare for everyone, and then we just sort of ignore it and say, yeah, but we don't need it. You know, we've got the greatest country in the world. We have the greatest healthcare system in the world, which incidentally, we might have the most sophisticated healthcare available in the world. But if you measured healthcare by who it's available to and who it reaches, we don't come anywhere close to
it. But Sandy, the answer to what you are talking about, the way we are addressing it is, buy more munitions, arm more of the American people. I mean, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yes. Make sure that guns are available to all Americans, and let's export guns.
Let's, all over the world.
Let's worry about our defense expenditures as the first priority of everything we do, and let's be willing to expand our defense expenditures even when we're contracting food stamps, which is incidentally.
Right.
What we are just talking about today, because even the Biden administration is talking about expanding military expenditures, while at the same time, we've got, you listed about 14 states who were deciding to curtail food stamps. Isn't that an interesting triage, a financial triage? And it tells me that we just aren't doing a self-evaluation that is based on the welfare of the people.
So based on what you're saying, Sandy, if I'm looking in the crystal ball at our nation and where it is, I don't see upswings. I don't see where we're all of a sudden going to fix these things because, again, we're not even having a discussion about it.
Well, my fear is that you said it during the break, I think, are these things going to get fixed overnight? My concern is that there might be an overnight change, but it would be the result of the trends that we're currently seeing, which is that we have a further division between the haves and the have-nots. So there's a steeper difference between those who are wealthy and those who are not. The 1% have a growing percentage of the national wealth, and everyone else has a shrinking percentage. And so we have a greater division between haves and have-nots, and we have, like I said moments ago, we have an economy that's very hot, but we have, if we took a survey, we'd find out that there are still many, many people in our economy who are financially insecure, and we have a great deal of social tension that's being created by this increased tribalism and this decision that we want to go backwards rather than forward and inclusiveness, and we have 400 million weapons in the hands of people,
right,
many of them who could well be angry folk, and quite frankly, even though there are many in the world, in the country, who would like to think that weapons are primarily held by criminals in the inner city, the kind of weapons that could raise havoc in our country are primarily held not in that area, but they're held by whites throughout the country who are carrying military-grade weapons and have, in fact, during periods of terrorism in this country,
all right,
have used those weapons.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.